A Republican lawmaker is making headlines over remarks he gave over free school lunches during a CNN interview Tuesday. Other news outlets with a left political bias, like the Daily Beast and USA Today, are also reporting on the GOP representative wanting kids to work instead of getting free school meals. Before we get into the context of the story, I want to take a minute to talk about what we at Straight Arrow News call a media miss. It's when a news story is garnering a lot of attention from only left or right-leaning news outlets. This story is a good example. At the time of this recording, news outlets on the right, like Fox News, New York Post, The Daily Wire, don't have published reports talking about the congressman's free lunch comments. But as you saw in the headlines, it's creating a buzz among left-leaning outlets. This can be a form of media bias when a story is omitted by one political side or oversaturated by the other, signaling the story better fits one political narrative over the other. At SAN, we are rated as a centrist news outlet. We give you facts without political slant. So here are the facts and context beyond these headlines. CNN spoke with Georgia Republican Congressman Rich McCormick regarding President Trump's executive order temporarily freezing some federal grants and loans, which has since seen legal challenges and has been put on pause by a federal judge. One question raised regarding the executive order: will federal assistance used for free school lunch programs be impacted? Here's how McCormick answered. When you talk about school lunches, hey, I worked my way through high school. I don't know about you, but I worked my way through high school. I don't know about you, but before I was 13 years old, I was picking berries before we had child labor laws that precluded that. I was a paper boy. And when I was in high school, I worked my entire way through. You're telling me that kids who stay at home, instead of going to work at Burger King or McDonald's during the summer, should stay at home and get their free lunch instead of going to work? I think we need to have a top-down review. CNN's anchor Pamela Brown told the congressman most kids on school lunches are not of working age, saying kids at Head Start programs are 5 years old and younger. McCormick said what he is talking about doesn't apply to them, but it's worth a review of what high school students should or should not receive free school lunches. Here's another part of their conversation. So you would say all the kids in your district using free lunch, they're all just sitting at home and not working? I just wanted to clarify what it seemed you were trying to insinuate. No, this gives us a chance to see where is the money really being spent. How many kids got their start in fast food restaurants when they were kids versus a blanket rule that gives all kids lunches in high school who are capable of going out and getting a job and doing something that gives them value, thinking about their future instead of thinking how they're going to sponge off the government when they don't need to. McCormick then compared free lunches for students able and of working age to government incentives for Americans to stay at home and not work, saying the country is losing its way and calling for a top-down review. There have been many questions raised over the federal freeze and what it means for individuals receiving assistance. White House press secretary saying individuals receiving assistance are not impacted. White House Homeland Security Advisor telling CNN school lunches are not impacted by the executive order, with White House officials blaming confusion on media reports. I think there's only uncertainty in this room among the media, not in this building. So let me provide the clarity you all need. This is not a blanket pause on federal assistance and programs from the Trump administration. Assistance going directly to individuals will not be impacted. So anybody out there who provides school lunches, yeah, there is zero impact on public benefit programs, full stop, as OMB has made clear. I can't help it if left-wing news outlets published a report that caused confusion. President Trump's executive order is facing legal challenges from at least five states so far. The federal judge's order to pause the federal freeze will expire Monday.